have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment.
Yeah. This goes out to the boss. Oh, my savior died up on that cross. Yeah, they tried to send him to an early grave. My father rose up, now we all can be saved. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Man, I'm on my way to greatness, following Christ. My father lives in me, yes, I feel so alive. Got these burdens on my back, I'm so weightless, right? Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. He's working miracles in our L-I-F-T. Yeah. Faith is the evidence of things unseen. Have you doing things different? Change your thinking and your thought. Have you hopping like a six tray, bouncing when you walk. Excuse me for a second, man. I hope you got your groove. This verse is certified. JC approved.
I'm brand new, brand new. My soul just had a detox. I'm sorry, I got cleansed like a pure fire, fire, fire. My heart is in that bold desire. Oh, desire. I've been clean, I've been redeemed. My name is in the book for eternity. I do it all over again. To God's lens, I'm pure as gold. Ain't nothing like feeling new.
Brand new, brand new.
His Christian message are true.
True, 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 true.
What a gift you've given me,
my Lord.
All his love, it completes me.
For sure.
Not just for me, but for you. Read his word and see it true.
Feeling brand new. Tell me what I can't do. Some of y'all are still mad. Can't understand you. Negativity unhealthy. Like a fast food. Why you mad, you? Always in a bad mood. We in Cancun. Blasting in some holy water. Thanking God every day. He's a holy father. Y'all running around like you don't have another option. Must have seen faith. Anything possible. New attitude. Brand new mindset. It's a lot in your past. You gotta dissect. It's some brand new goals. You ain't even tried yet. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps from your backbone. Up to your triceps, we can build the kingdom. And you need my help. Being poor, all your life, you can try well. You created in this image under God's care, huh?
I'm feeling brand new, brand new.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Out of my religion, out of my
religion.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, David Benton, the coach, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. And I'm going to tell you guys, what you just heard was brand new. 2.0. That's right, brand new 2.0 by my main man, Beyond the Fence DJ, G-Wheel. Yes, that's right, G-Wheel featuring Lisi and the one and only, myself. That's right. And I hope you enjoyed it. It's 2024. Yes, it is, but we're going to get into that later. So, with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Happy New Year, relations. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all of the listeners. Glad to be back, Coach David, and I'm looking forward to a great show.
Oh, yeah. Likewise, likewise. That's right. We got a wonderful show tonight. Hot topic, you know how we do it. It might be 2024, but you know what? Our mindset already changed. You know, we're going to get into that later. So with that being said, can I get another drum roll? The funny, Beyond the Fence comedian, Tiny Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Toes, Two Toes.
Man, how y'all doing, man?
Two Toes, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
So, man, talk to us. Are you ready, man? Are you ready, man? This is another year, another week.
I am way past ready, man, but I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't think I was going to make it tonight because, man, I ain't been on the radio so long, man. I had to Google directions to get here to the radio station, man. I forgot how to get here, man. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm back, and I'm smiling.
Yes, sir. It's man, listen. Let's talk about it. You know, 2023. I remember we said this is the year of elevation for the Beyond the Fence family, for the Beyond the Radio family. And the beautiful part about it is we elevated.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes, man, you know, people will come in and, you know, okay, 2024. So they're expecting a whole new intro for us to say something different, you know, like, oh, man, it's 2024, and they're coming in saying the same thing they did in 2023. Well, here's the thing. Men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, this is what we want you to understand. We didn't need a new year to have a new mindset. We have an opportunity every day. Watch this. Every second. Time is created. Time is created. Think about it. We say, you know what? Spring forward, fall back. You take hour forward, hour back. Listen, time is, listen, don't stop. Time doesn't exist, it's created. I don't think we really know what year we in, Tommy Two Toes, Coach Shay. That's my humble opinion. That's right. That's how I feel, and that's what I believe, right? And I'm not trying to get nobody else to believe that, but when you really sit down and analyze this world, people, you know, say, man, I got a New Year's resolution. We're supposed to renew our thinking every second. So that's how it is. You know, we got seconds, right? So we go from seconds to minutes, from minutes to hours, hours to days, days to weeks, weeks to months, months to years. So we say, all right, this year I'm going to do this, and next year I'm going to do that. And the problem is people don't keep their New Year's resolution because they haven't changed their thought process second by second. Every second, we should be trying to elevate our thinking and have a renewed mind. People want to focus on a renewed year, right? As if December 31st, you're one way, and you like, tomorrow's going to be the day that I change my whole life around. And when that time comes for you to change your life around, you do it for about 3 weeks, and you go back to the same mentality because you based it on what you're going to do for the following year versus the following second. And I think we're putting too much emphasis on the year. Because every day, listen, every time we fall asleep, we go into our unconscious mind. We're not conscious. We're in an unconscious world. You go to sleep and just wake up, right? When we wake up, that's a new moment. We have risen from sleep, meaning we have an opportunity to grow. And we should be focused on growing every second of our life. We should be focused on maturing and getting better. We don't always meet the expectation of our goal, but you know what? Don't stop trying to complete it. Don't stop moving towards your goal. You must write that vision and make it plain. Coach, do you want to say something? You want to expand a little bit on that? I will keep going. So I didn't know you want to expand on that.
Yeah, I think it's a great topic tonight. Again, Happy New Year to everyone listening. Like you said, Coach David, we focus so much on what a new year will bring. And I remember reading a book, 12 Weeks in a Year, coming from a goal perspective. A lot of people tried their best 365 days to cram in a billion of goals, resolutions that were made, only to find like nothing has changed. No mindset changed or shift, no paradigm shifts. We were having a workshop tonight, and I was asking someone of all the resolutions that they made, how many are they actually operating in? And the answer was zero. And so, like you said, Romans 12:2 also reminds us to be transformed by the renewal of our mind daily, not yearly, not annually. And so I think if we start to look at it from that perspective, I think we'll start getting a lot done, a lot more done. And it starts with self. It really does. It starts with self. And we're waiting for a new year. And I've heard people say not to wait to the new year to change certain things. It can happen now. And the way I see it, if you can procrastinate, whether it be 1 or 2 days into the new year, I think what's going to be the difference of you not procrastinating throughout the new year coming. So just looking at it from that perspective, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, the year only brings about a resolution, but there's new revelations on a daily basis, and it does start with being transformed in your mind. So that's all I have to say about that, that piece of it. And hopefully those who are listening tonight will kind of be encouraged by this, because I believe that a lot of people, again, every year you hear the same thing. 2023 is going to be my year. 2022 is going to be my year. 2021 is going to be my year. And I've not heard a lot of people say I've tapped into my year. And so may 2024 be that for you. Tommy Tuto?
Yeah, see, the way I look at it, I feel like resolutions are just ways to set yourself up for failure. So me personally, I'm not going to wait till the beginning of the year to fail and let myself down. I do that on a daily basis. You know what I mean? So I don't really focus on doing anything different at the beginning of the year because I'm like, I could have done it the day before, So I do try to do better than I did the day before. But I'm glad to see the new year, and like you said, Happy New Year to all our listeners, man. We missed y'all, and I'm glad we're back. But, yeah, I'm not going to fail on New Year's. I'm going to fail all year anyway, so I don't make resolutions.
I don't do that.
Right, right. So the thing is, to be honest, you guys, it's like we only say Happy New Year because we're designed and programmed in the way this world, you know, the way this construct is, they making us say Happy New Year, right? They created the year. At one point in time, April 1st was the new year. That's why, you know, people who still celebrate it, you have people who actually still celebrate it, believe it or not. They say, well, I'm doing April 1st because that's still the new year. You guys just can't change it, and they stick to the tradition. And they be like, well, you a fool. You know, you a fool if you do that. And that's why we call it April Fools. So I want everyone to celebrate every day. Every day you should be challenging yourself to become better. Every day you should say to self, self, I'm going to make a new day resolution. You don't have to wait for the year. Because I've seen people, including myself, you know, you see it's November, and when November roll around, you're like, man, I'm telling you, I'm gonna do this starting January 1st. When you actually could start right there on the spot, I'm gonna start working out January 1st, and that's why, you know, hey, the best time to start your gym, you want to start your gym in December. Because January, they coming. And they're going to fall off about February, early April. And they go right back to normal because they never actually had a shift in their mind. They never really had a transformation of the mind. See, the world can evolve without you. I'm going to repeat that. This world can evolve without you. Think about it. We growing in technology. We finding out more things, more having more understanding that this earth is offering more resources and we're tapping into it. Think about it. Before they found the electricity, you know, it was like, wow, I didn't know this could happen like this. Wow, I didn't know this fire actually could cook this and make it taste like this. Everything had to be figured out, but it was already on the planet. They just didn't tap into the resources. They didn't figure out all the planet's resources. We're still figuring out the planet's resources. Every day, you can renew your thinking. Why? Because every day you should be striving to elevate every second of your life. So when that new year come, you just blessed that it's another year. You don't have to say, you know, well, I'm going to do this year versus, and don't get me wrong, it's good to set goals. It's good to set goals. But when you already have a vision in place, you don't have to worry about that year because now you're not dictated by the year. You only being creative because God created you to be a creator. And it's called thought. If we exercise the gifts within, which is thought, then we don't have to wait for a new year to come. We can exercise all those gifts that's already currently inside of us. We have gifts inside of us that we have not discovered, just like the earth. We have gifts inside of us that we have not discovered, but we haven't had renewed minds. We're still walking in the same mindset, but we feel, well, the year is going to change. I'm going to change with the year. Well, you're skipping 12 months of work. You're skipping 12 months of work. Every day you should be working towards your to be a development of self. And that's why you have 40-year-olds still got the mind of a 17-year-old, because once they graduated high school, they decided to stop learning. They decided to stop maturing. They feel that just because they grew in age, yeah, you didn't grow. You just got old. But you never matured with your age because you stopped elevating your thinking. Does that make sense, you guys? Coach Shay?
Yes, I do. It does make sense. You know, a lot of people think that because the new year is for some of us, we've been kind of traditionalized into the new year brings about a fresh start. So you'll notice people, the word that I wanted to use is tradition going into the second half, but I'll use it now. But tradition is what really carries over. So, Coach David, you said it, that people have gotten, we've gotten accustomed to just Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. It's winding down. And the new year brings about anxiety. It brings about a lot of emotions. You know, if you're listening tonight, the new year can bring on excitement. It can bring on different levels of passion. It can bring on anxiety. It can bring on a lot of things because of what you've experienced. And social media has really, really convoluted the traditions of the new year, right? So because we do have access into different people's worlds inside, we have different insights from people's lives just based off of social media. So then you start thinking, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Well, what's so happy about going through certain things that you've been going through because you haven't changed your character, your mindset, your traditions? What's so happy about it? And so then it comes where you're talking about maturity. That's what the traditional part comes from for me. Are we really operating in natural and spiritual maturity? Are we actually being real with ourselves and transparent enough to say, you know what, this year wasn't so happy for me? But if we continue to just go on with the tradition of Happy New Year, Happy New Year, of course there's no such thing as a sad new year, but if you're only thinking about the traditional way of bringing in the new year, you really can't bring about change. That makes sense, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes?
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
So you can't bring about a certain level of change. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Again, I go back to what I said earlier. If you can't transform your mindset or your thinking 365 days prior to the new year, what makes you think that you'll be able to do it going into day one of the new year? Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, I got a lot of emails. I got a lot of messages regarding people who said, this year I want to personally develop. Right? And so it sounds good, but really they could have done it 4 years prior to the new year, right? And they could have made a decision seeing everything that we post, everything that we put out there, everything that we are. They could have made a decision at the time to personally develop way back when. So tell me what it was that changed your mindset from beginning of 2023 until the end of 2023, that this year was the year that you're going to personally develop. And so one of the young ladies I ended up reaching into about 3 or 4 times to say, hey, just wanted to make sure I touch base with you because you said this was your New Year's resolution, right? So now you have somebody on the other end who's having to push you into something that you said you were happy about, something that you said was your New Year's resolution, something that you said was going to be a game changer for you to personally develop going into the year 2024. What happens is a lot of people will do it before the new year, not realizing the new year is coming fast. And if you haven't executed a plan to start doing it before the first of the year, you are not, and I'm telling you, you are not slated to change anything about you going into that new year. Tommy Two Toes?
Hey, I got to backtrack for a minute because you used a big word earlier when you were speaking, started with a C, and my vocabulary also is disabled, so I need a definition to that word, conversational or... Hey, I'm sorry, I'm trying to learn more. But I agree with what y'all saying, because really, if you want to start, you need to look at every day. You know, it's like a journey we're trying to take to get to a certain destination. And it seems like a lot of times we make a mistake of saying, well, I'm going to start my journey at the beginning of the year. But if you really want to get somewhere, you need to get in your car today to get to your destination. So I'm trying to get there, but I ain't got my driver's license right now, so I can't go too far. But I am trying as well to just basically keep going forward and be better than I was yesterday. But like I said, I'm not going to wait to the new year, because for me, that's setting myself up for failure. Because I'm like, well, I'm going to take the rest of the year off, and then I'll start. If you're going to take the rest of the year off, might as well take the whole year off, you know, if you're going to do it that way. So if you really are really concerned about changing, you're going to change now. You're not going to wait to the new year to change.
Right. The sad part is people actually take the whole year off. they feel like, well, you know, but next year. And it's like, okay, are you really saying that you failed this year? You get what I'm saying? It's like a lot of people try to execute during the next year because they felt that this prior year was actually a failure. They feel it was a failure. And it's like right now you can look within. There's a part where the disciples, right, they was out on the boat. And the boat was just rocking in the waves. And that's when they saw Jesus. He was walking, coming towards them, walking on the water, coming towards them. But then he got into the boat, said, "Peace be still." Because they were so distracted by what was going on around them, right? If you look within, here's it's a beautiful story, because those waves and those distractions represents our minds. It represents our thoughts. Our thoughts can be racing. Our minds can be racing, and we just want to this. You got 100 thoughts, and you don't know which thought to pick, right? Because your mind is everywhere. You have a lot of ideas, but no destination. If we just say, peace be still, look within, and then you'll start being able to see your vision clearly, and then you'll be able to renew your mind on a daily basis. So we got a few minutes. Koshe, back to you.
Well, I was going to talk a little bit more about different stages of growth, maturity, growth, and maturity and growth spiritually as you begin to take on this new year. And I'll save the stages for the next half, so you have to stay tuned, because I'm going to be talking about the stages of spiritual maturity, but it matches how we think going into the new year. And unfortunately, again, it's one of those things, Coach David, Tommy Two Toes, and listeners, that we have to come out of tradition about. I know we've been so accustomed to doing things a certain type of way, but if we look at it, what is it really brought about? What is it really brought on? What is it really changed? There are some people who make traditions every year, or follow traditions every year, to cook black eyed peas. Some people cook collard greens because they feel like that's going to bring on money. So we've gotten accustomed to doing these. So I got to get my black eyed peas. I got to get my collard greens. Some people go through the whole house and clean up everything. So that means you taking what you should have done all year long and try to cram it into 2 days before the new year. I got to wash all my clothes. I got to wash all the walls, because I just want to start fresh. And so my focus is going to be on Romans 12:2, to be transformed by the renewal of your mind daily. When you do that, there's such a concept that will help you to start meeting what we would call the resolutions, but getting new revelation on a daily basis to help you change. And we're going to talk about that in the next half. Spiritual maturity, we're going to talk about some of the stages to know where you are in the mind as you are transforming, especially in this new year, and how to overcome these traditions so you can walk in a position of good character on a daily basis, transformation on a daily basis, and an understanding of who you should be and that you can become who you desire to be in 2024. So we're going to go ahead and go into a music break. With that being said, where the music at?
Where the music? Where the music?
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer, going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Yeah, you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Ooh. You can make it. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Strong and omnipotent. You know everything, you omniscient. When you start something, you always finish it. From Revelation, starting back to Genesis. You're the record holder, no need for Genesis. Heaven is home, your throne's the premises. Alpha and Omega never is diminishing. You turn mad, men and a gentleman. You're the prescription, no need for medicine. You're so perfect, great and intelligent. You are the president or co-president. So many man's is inside your
your residence. Messages from your angels is heaven sent. Jesus Christ is who you blessed us with, and the Holy Spirit is what you left us with. You're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life. You are, you are,
man, you're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are.
You're magnificent, hey, you made the heavens first. The sun, stars, moon, the whole universe. It spoke existence to this whole planet Earth. It formed man straight up out the dirt. Your father gave everything birth. The explanation, how much you were worth. You're living water, so we'll never thirst. Blessed spiritually, although my flesh curse. Angelic beings are always at work. You invented disciples to create church. You know everything, you don't have to research. You a healer, doctor, surgeon, nurse. You move forward, you don't have to reverse. You just act, you don't have to rehearse. God, to see me through the pain and hurt. It's your mercy to what we deserve. You're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life.
You're magnificent.
You are, you are.
Man, you're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are.
You're magnificent. Made the oceans and trees, lakes, ponds, creeks, every water stream. Articulate, creative, everything. Gave us voices so we can all sing. Lord of lords and king of all kings. You taught Joseph how to interpret dreams. You made silver and gold say ching ching. Made every diamond go bling bling. Salvation, you gave it to us for free. You made the summer, fall, winter, and the spring. I'm so proud to be on the winning team. J-E-S-U-S-G-O-D. You made the grass, flowers, roses, trees, fruits and vegetables, and planted all seeds. Perfect in all your ways, yes indeed. This is my letter to thank you for blessing me. You're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened in my life.
You're magnificent.
You are, you are.
Lord, you're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened in my life. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are.
I just want to tell you, thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me.
Ever happened in my life.
Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins.
You are.
Everything you did for me is not in vain. I know we live in a crooked and corrupted world, but
in my life.
I appreciate you for all things.
You are all in all.
I just want to tell you, thank you.
I love you. Yes.
You appreciate it.
Amen.
Deep in, within my heart.
Amen.
I love you. Amen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Shea Samuels, and I'm in the building. I'm in the building with your main man, Coach David Benton, and Tommy Two Toes, the Beyond the Fence and Beyond the Radio comedian. Excited to have you guys back. Happy New Year. We're going to give a great big shout out to our sponsors. First and foremost, Paula G, Lady Wisdom After Midnight is what I call her. If you are in the market for a quality voiceover, especially if you are a radio or music program director at a radio station, if you are a business and you're looking for a voiceover for training, I know the AI is out there, but there's something about just having a personal touch when it comes down to your training videos. Look up Paula G Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. You can find her at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com and check out all of the other programs that she has to offer. Don't forget to let her know Beyond the Fence sent you. Also, we have to give a great big shout out to DJ G-Will, G-Weezy is what I call him, the Beyond the Fence
DJ. If you are in the market for a DJ this year, 2024, we want you to look up DJ G Will at beyondthefence1@gmail.com or check him out on his Facebook page at William G Will Faulkner on Facebook and gwill.865 on Instagram. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Swing.
Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, a Beyond the Fence expansion company. We are excited to work with you guys this year. I let you know that we take companies from zero to everything, not overnight, though. So if you are a new business or an existing business and you're looking to do something different with your business, Let's Talk Business. Reach into us at letstalkbusiness.vonza. That's V as in Victor, O-N-Z as in zebra, A.com. letstalkbusiness.vonza.com. Check out some of the amazing opportunities we have for training and development for individuals and corporate entities. Make sure that you look us up and connect with us for your first consultation. Coach David, back to you.
All right, all right, all right. If you're just tuning in, that's right. Thank you, Coche, and thank you for our sponsors. We greatly appreciate you guys. We do not take it for granted. So if you're just tuning in, we are talking about, what else? The new year, 2024, and we want to be able to be a blessing to you tonight. That's right. So the thing is, we know it's 2024. That's a reality. We're not telling you not to look at reality. It's not about not saying, like, never say 2024 or 25 and 26. No, I'm not even saying it's bad to make a New Year's resolution. I'm not saying that. But we can renew our thinking in the way we've been programmed to think. So if you renew your mind on a daily, by the time that new year come, it just will be another day for you, because you never stop elevating and you're just grateful for another year. So I don't really have to make all these big old huge plans out of time, because I do that, period. You can take the years away, and every day I'm trying to elevate. Every day, you've got to set a goal for you. For you. When that clock strike 12, December 31st, right there, when it's 11:59, as soon as strike 12, and Happy New Year. If you haven't already been going towards the change, you can't just snap your finger and right there, cold turkey, you're just going to change your whole life around. That's why a lot of people fail. Because the year changed, and you saying, I'm going to do what this year did. You trying to skip the process of change. Even the new year took 12 months. Even the new year took its time to get there to the year. It's math. So why we think we can skip the process and we just change from December 31st, all right, January 1st, here we go, that second, I've changed my whole life. Because the year changed. And that ain't how it go. It's right now, January, guess what? Next month, February. And then March, and we carry on all the way back to December. So we're going to have to go through each day. Right now, we're going through each second. Right now, each second is going, and I can't get that second back. Right now, I'm focused on evolving. That's why I'm talking to you guys. That's why I'm up here on this radio show, because I want to be a part of the solution, and it doesn't take me to fail all year to say I'm going to get it right next year. No. I understand my errors, and I try to correct them to the best of my ability. And it may seem like you're not succeeding at it, but you got to keep striving. You got to keep going. So each year is a 12-month period. What, 52 weeks, isn't it? 52 weeks. So it's a process. Start your process right now. Right now, don't say I'm going to do this for this year. You do it because you know where you want to go in life. Coach A, I know you just got to do some breakdown some things for us. And so, you know, unless you want to expand on it, but go ahead, Coach A.
No problem, no problem. It was a perfect segue, Coach David. So I'm going to talk about the brain development sequence because a lot of times I believe, like I said, traditionally we tap into what we've been accustomed to, what we've been taught. And one thing that you always tell people to do is just, or encourage people to do, is just think. And when you start thinking, some things may not make sense right away, but when you begin to think about certain things, especially when it's broken down this way, you'll start looking at why you do things the way that you do, why you aren't changing, why transformation of your mind is not as easy as some people as you see, or maybe you're with a group of people and you just don't see transformation in those people. There's a reason why. And so we're going to talk about the brain development sequence, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes and listeners. I'm not going to get into every last bit of it, but I do want to just expound on it. So the brain development sequence is in four dimensions. One is survival brain. The other is emotion brain that goes into or ties into the attachment brain, and then the cognitive brain. And so each development has something completely different of these four elements. So the survival brain regulates everything we do automatically. That refers to functions such as digestion, respiratory, and circulatory. And the survival brain is also responsible for fighting, flight, freeze, basically anything automated in a dangerous situation. So let's take the survival brain and articulate that how you live within the year, right? I said I can't. This is would help be a whole teaching, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes. But let's just say, let's try to correlate the survival brain into the full year, not just 2024, because we're only 7 days in. So I can't even talk to you about a full year or educate you on a full year. Let's talk about this survival mode that your brain has been in since 2023, full-on crisis mode. If you haven't actually dealt with whatever it was that you were dealing with from a survival standpoint, you won't be able to be effective in any year to come. The next one is the emotion brain. Assuming a stable survival brain, the emotion brain now has the luxury to fully develop as it's supposed to, and that is assuming a stable survival brain, which Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, half of the people that we coach or consult are not dealing with a stable survival brain. But it says assuming a stable survival brain, the emotion brain now has the luxury to fully develop as it's supposed to, and it has the luxury of developing a full spectrum of positive and negative emotions, which is the perfect foundation for the next system to develop, which is the attachment brain. So let's go back and correlate the emotion brain when you don't have a solid foundation in the survival brain. Am I making sense?
Absolutely.
So you have no true concept of full spectrum of positive and negative emotions when you don't have a survival, when you don't have a stable survival brain. So Coach David has been talking about transformation of the mind. I've been talking about transformation of the mind. And then Tommy Two Toes is talking about transformation. So in order for you to transform, you have to know how your mind is working. So this says that assuming a stable survival brain, you will have a full spectrum of positive and negative emotions, which most people don't. So you cannot go into a new year, because this is what we're calling it, Happy New Year. You can't go into a Happy New Year unhappy. All right, let's go into attachment brain. The attachment brain, and as we know, relationships. Attachments are complex and require the full spectrum of emotions. You see how these brain sequences match one another. If we have that full spectrum of emotions, now we have a really strong foundation to develop secure attachments or a healthy attachment. If you cannot develop or have not developed a full spectrum of
stable emotions, you're not going to be effective in the year 2024 when you start saying 2024 is my year for new relationships. You haven't transformed your mind, whether that be spouses, whether it be significant others that's not spouses, boyfriend, girlfriends, friendships, daughters, sons, mothers. You cannot develop a healthy relationship. The last one is the cognitive brain. And the final stage of the brain development is the cognitive brain. This is the part that's responsible for developing beliefs about yourself, others, and the world. If there's a strong attachment brain, remember, relationships, the person will have relatively positive beliefs about themselves, others, and the world. The cognitive brain is also responsible for balance and decision-making. In other words, this ability to think about cause and effect, pros, cons, and long-term versus short-term. In other words, you have to have a strong sense of the sequence of the mind in order for you to actually transform in any year. Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, I hope that makes sense. Listeners, I know that it was a lot for you guys to take in, but just think about the sequence of your brain. And when you say that things are going to change, something has to change in you first in order for things to change around you. Tommy Two Toes?
That's good.
I definitely agree, but Shay, I don't know what you do for a living, but I know it's a lot because you're a singer, a talker, a teacher, counselor, life coach, politician. I wanna be like you when I grow up. You know what I mean? But I hate to keep saying it, but I definitely agree with what you're saying. You know, it's all about the mindset, because you know the mind, you know, is the strongest muscle we have in our bodies, and people forget that. So without the mind working in a certain direction, nothing's gonna go properly anyway. So the first step is to have the right mindset in order to change something or to make it better.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. I 100% agree. I'm going to tell you, what we want you guys to realize tonight, kings and queens, men and women of God, this is what we want you to realize tonight. All the power is in you to make the change. You just got to say, you know what? I'm going to do it. Every time somebody say what they need to do, meaning they're not about to do it. I sure need to lose this weight. Well, okay, you gave us information. you don't like yourself at that moment, but you're still not doing nothing about it, as if you don't have the power. But when a person say, "I'm going to lose this weight," there goes something in their mind that start going through a metamorphosis stage. Of growth, development. And the more you see yourself elevating, the more confident you're becoming yourself. And with confidence, you're going to start seeing consistency in change. You're going to write a vision, make it plain, go for it, and guess what's going to happen? It's going to manifest just the way you designed it, because you have that power. But you got to take authority over your life every day. Every day you should be willing, within, you should be willing to be a blessing to yourself. Because when you're a blessing to yourself, you'll realize how many blessings that you will create in the atmosphere for others. But don't wait every year. Another year is just another year. Another year coming, but our every year has a date attached. We don't know which date it is. It might be 50 years from now. But there's a date attached to it. So why I'm going to focus on why I'm going to be worried about tomorrow when today have enough problems of its own? I challenge everyone today to challenge yourself every day and give yourself an opportunity to be great every day. And then you just accept that another year is just another year. And celebrate your last year. Because your present is a compound of your past. Celebrate what you did last year then. Celebrate it. And continue to move forward every day. That's how I want to encourage you guys. Crochet, that's my closing.
No problem. I'll make it fast too, Coach David. Just to go back to what I was talking about regarding the brain, because we are talking about the transformation. Your brain actually follows the same use it or lose it pattern. So the example I want to give is if you go to a gym deciding, so someone said that this year's resolution was I'm going to go to the gym. If you go to the gym and you work 5 hours a day, when you work out, your body is going to resemble the results that you put in. On the other hand, if you didn't go to the gym or you hadn't been in the gym in 10 to 15 years, unfortunately, you're probably going to start looking like out of shape. Let's just say that, right? So it's the same thing we're talking about. All throughout the year, you have a use it or lose it effect in your brain. You can decide that I'm going to use what I have and the resources that I have in order for me to be a better me every single day. And have this mindset that I don't have to wait until the following year in order for me to make change. That change can happen every day. So utilize the example that I just provided. If I go to the gym and I work out, even if it's 5 hours for that week, if I do that and I'm consistent with it, I am bound to see a result. So what can you do for 5 hours a week that will change the dynamic or the trajectory of your week, which ultimately changes what your year looks like? I talked about the 12-week year, and what that means is we can set goals. Coach David said, write the vision, make it plain. We can set short-term goals and long-term goals that will ultimately help us meet our goals at the end of the year. If it's financial goals, you can make those goals today and start looking at how we can get where we want to get. If it's increasing your credit score, you can start that today. You might as well say, I'm going to wait until 2025 if that's the case. Like, don't do anything and just wait for 2025 to be a year. But if you're someone who wants to change the dynamic of how you've been living, you don't have to wait. If you are waiting, you're 7 days into the new year. What have you established right now? So 12 weeks in a year just means that you can set long-term goals, you can set short-term goals, and each goal will get you closer to where you should be by the end of the year. And so when 2025 comes, instead of it being your new year or instead of it being new things, it's going to be something that complements what you've already done in 2024. Tommy Two-Toes?
Yeah, I got two things I want to say right quick. The first thing is to David and Shay, since this is the new year, I need to be calling them a little differently. Not only am I the BDF comedian, I also want to be now known as the assistant coach or perhaps the special teams coach. Either one to do. Now, to my listeners, think about it like this. You don't wait till January the 1st to start paying bills. You pay bills every day. So if you want to change, change now. Mm-hmm. Change every day. Don't wait till the first of the year to start changing. Because if you wait till the first of the year to start paying bills, you'll be homeless. So don't wait till the beginning of the year to do something different. Start now.
That's good.
Well, you heard it. You heard it from Tommy Two-Toes. Start now. That's, or should I say assistant coach, two toes. Special teams coach, two toes. All right. So we love you guys. Man, we really appreciate. Thank you, Elation, Kimmy Kim, the family. Thank you for being who you guys is every day, every week. We're on here with such, it's such a blessing for us for having such an amazing family at Elation. And we hope you guys, we hope to see you guys next week right here on Beyond the Radio. We love you, we love you, we love you. So with that being said, Brother Mute.
Where the music came? Where the music came?
My daddy is king, your daddy is king. Fruits don't fall, fuck them with trees. The devil can shatter my dreams. I know what tragedy brings, I know what matters to me, my family first. That's why I'm planting my seeds, raising me better than me. I'm breaking that curse, now that I'm free, no longer in bondage. I'm paying homage to the ones who before me, who went up in glory, my spirit is shining. I'm changing my climate, I'm praying to God, I worship the finest. I walk on the streets of gold, I cover the diamonds, being so modest. I gotta be honest, I gotta stay positive. I'm a son with me, gotta stay humble, I'm ready to rumble with life till God come get me. Free of the mind, it's freedom is mine, look. Having fun with it, dropping them jewels, so to mentally climb, look. Better run with it. I'm amazing.
For the birds, suns out, guns out, coming through with my best verse. Feeling so amazing, I'ma say it till my chest hurt. Driving with my windows down, then I make that left turn. Some people say you can do what you wanna do. My daddy says you can be what you wanna be. I'm DB, everyone wishing they be like me. I'm blessed, I'm free, that's the recipe. Life says to me, still bother to be a blessing me. They let it be, but I see what's the best for me. Remedy still healing for the ages three. Got my treasure and I found the key, boy. Tell her later, I made it feel underrated though. Hit my shot like the fed and I never waited, no. I'm ahead of the flitter, but that's way to go. How my bills are the pay that don't wanna miss alone. Feeling so amazing and I'm feeling so incredible. My daddy did his time and now he's free from all the federal roads. Now I'm gonna miss you, something very hypothetical. Feeling leadership within me, feeling so perpetual. Cherish all your memories, it's inevitable. I wanna be an inspiration, very unforgettable. My family taught me how to be wise and respectable. Open up the gates and now my options are acceptable.
I'm amazing.